Welcome. Today we will be talking about blessing. Every week we share our call to worship in which we talk about what a blessing it is to be here. And so it is, and we'll be talking about that more. Today I open with this short reading by Thich Nhat Hanh, the Vietnamese Buddhist teacher. You are like a candle. Imagine you are sending light out all around you. All your words, thoughts, and actions are going in many directions. If you say something kind, your kind words go in many directions, and you yourself go with them. We are transforming and continuing in different form at every moment. If you say something kind, your kind words go in many directions, and you yourself go with them. I think he's saying, you are a blessing. You are a blessing. I'm going to read a meditation by the late John O'Donohue. And after that, we'll take a few moments to connect with the voice, still and small, that's always there, in sorrow and pain, in the rain, in the joyful times. One of the true blessings in life is that if we quiet, there is an inner voice. There is an inner knowing that we can connect with. The words of John O'Donohue. This comes from his book called Blessing the Space Between. May the light of your soul guide you. May the light of your soul bless the work you do with the secret love and warmth of your heart. May you see in what you do the beauty of your soul. May the sacredness of your work bring healing, light, and renewal to those who work with you, to those who see and receive your work. May your work never weary you. May it release within you wellsprings of refreshment, inspiration, and excitement. May you be present in what you do. May you never become lost in the blind absences. May the day never burden you. May evening find you gracious and fulfilled. May you go into the night blessed, sheltered, and protected. May your soul calm, console, and renew you. May the light of your soul guide you. May the light of your soul bless your day. A few moments of silence, ended by the sound of the bell. Well, I have good news and bad news. I'll start with the good news. Blessing is something always available to us. as the children shared with us. Blessing is something that each one of us have the ability to find, to use, and to grow with. The bad news is that life gets to us. The bad news is that we get weighed down and constricted and fearful and can lose sight of blessing. Blessing is kind of thought of as that optional thing that I'll do when I feel good. No, that's what we want to look at today. What we want to look at today is, what is the meaning of blessing? And how can I use that in my life? I'm going to read again from something that John O'Donohue wrote. While our culture is all gloss and pace on the outside, within it is too often haunted and lost. The commercial edge of so-called progress has cut away a huge region of human tissue and webbing that held us in communion with one another. We have fallen out of belonging. We have fallen out of belonging. Consequently, when we stand before crucial thresholds in our lives, we have no rituals to protect, encourage, and guide us as we cross over into the unknown. For such crossings, we need to find new words. Our times are desperate for meaning and belonging. In the parched deserts of postmodernity, a blessing can be like a discovery of a fresh well. It would be lovely if we could rediscover our power to bless one another. I believe each one of us can bless. And we've looked at that this morning, that there are so many ways to bless. I many times will say, blessings to you, have a blessed day, which is somewhat different than just have a good day, you know, and we'll be looking at what is the difference exactly. Have a blessed day. Having a blessed day implies something more, something special. It signifies to me a day that is filled with grace. Grace. A day where love is shared freely, where all traffic lights are green, maybe, and that things flow. Not necessarily always smoothly, but that there is a flow. So another concept for today is the marriage of blessing and grace. That they are given freely and that they exist. If we can take our attention inward, take some quiet time with the voice still and small, take 3 deep breaths when we start to feel crazed by the world, and look for grace and blessing. I want to read a poem by Galway Kinnaird. It's called St. Francis and the Sow. The bud stands for all things, even those things that don't flower. For everything flowers from within of self-blessing. Everything flowers from within of self-blessing. Though sometimes it is necessary to reteach a thing its loveliness. Maybe that's our job, to reteach a thing or a person its loveliness. Important to remember that. To put a hand on its brow, to put a hand on its brow, the brow of the flower, and to retell it in words and in touch, it is lovely, until it flowers again from within of self-blessing. As Saint Francis put his hand on the creased forehead of the sow and told her in words and in touch, blessings of the earth on the sow. And the sow began remembering all down her thick length, from the earthen snout all the way through the fodder and slops to the spiritual curl of her tail, from the hard spininess spiked out from the spine down to the great broken heart, to the blue milken dreaminess spurting and sputtering from the 14 teats into the 14 mouths sucking and blowing beneath them. The long, perfect loveliness of sow. The long, perfect loveliness of sow. My friends, isn't that our job on earth? Isn't that our opportunity on earth? Isn't that our joy on earth, to look for the perfect loveliness in everything? To look for that kernel of goodness, to look for that light in the heart. When you're having trouble seeing beauty, ask yourself, self, help me see the light. Help me see the light in the heart, to look for the loveliness, to teach a thing its loveliness. It's through our acceptance of that thing, that person, that situation. It is a form of love. That's what blessing is. And it's based on a very simple sounding principle, but a very deep important principle, and one that we skip over a lot, the principle of acceptance and allowance. Allowing a thing, a person, a situation to be who they are, what they are, as they are, and finding the light therein. It's spiritual work. I had a mentor. She was tough. I actually didn't want her to be my mentor. I picked three other mentors before I asked her to be my mentor, because she was tough. And she wasn't huggy and warm, and I really wanted huggy and warm. But she had what I wanted. She was serious about learning love. She was serious about finding the light. And you know, it wasn't the easiest time in my life, and I was desperate, and I needed help. And so I asked her to work with me. And when I would ask her a tough question and she'd give me a tougher answer, she would say, ask a worldly person and you'll get a worldly answer. Ask a spiritual person and you'll get a spiritual answer. So be careful who you ask, because the answers will be vastly different. So it's for each of us to really choose what questions we want to ask ourselves. But I, for one, think it is a blessing upon blessing upon blessing to be able to teach a thing or a person their own loveliness, to return them to the truth of who they are, to speak truth and not culture and not image. Saint Francis, take this image home with you if you choose. I offer it to you as blessing. Saint Francis, with his hand on the brow of the swine, Now, theologian Matthew Fox speaks of what he calls original blessing. Many have heard about original sin. I like his idea better. Original blessing. A very Unitarian, well, universalist concept. Here's his idea. Before there could be any fall from grace, there was first and foremost an original blessing. Fox tells us that that blessing is found in the metaphorical creation story. After each day in that Genesis story, God looked at what he had done and it was good. All of it was good. Original blessing. Blessing and grace connected. This earth, all beings, the sea, the land, the people, didn't have to earn goodness. They are and continue to be originally blessed. My colleague, Keith Cohen, writes of grace. He says, to me, grace is the earth that's always catching my footfall. It is the realization that the overwhelming majority of commuters are driving safely. Hey, talk about blessing. Does that ever strike? Does that ever amaze you? Does that ever amaze you? It's got to be amazing grace. What else could it be? It is amazing. It is the comfort I feel knowing that no matter how far off the path I wander, I do not wander from the universe's loving awareness. All these wonders make living possible, yet I am no way the author or even the significant contributor to them. Like the ocean to the fish, grace sustains me. Like the ocean to the fish, grace sustains me. I cannot create it, possess it, or destroy it. I can only accept it and celebrate its phenomenal necessity. Necessity. Now, isn't that interesting? That's an interesting word to use when we're talking about grace. And we're talking about blessing. I liked what Keith said. Like the ocean to the fish, grace sustains me. So maybe like the oxygen to us, grace sustains us. Blessing sustains us. Sounds like spiritual nourishment that sustains us. Not by bread and shelter alone are we sustained. We go mad. We go mad if our spirits are not fed. And so, we are so blessed. Because when we bless another, it is a blessing unto us. I'll tell you something. I have many blessings in my life. Often, if I had to pick two words to use in my life to describe my life, I would say blessed and joyful. But among the amazing blessings of my life is what I see every Sunday morning. You. That I get this vantage point. And it's a very, very beautiful one. And the reason is because I'm getting to know you. And because I know the blessings that you share. And it touches my heart so. So, I think it is very important to remember a few concepts of this morning. Original blessing, a universalist concept, like the sow. You're perfect. You are perfect. Exactly now, exactly as you are. You were created in innocence and perfection, and you can't change that. You are holy as you are. And the other really important concept that I absolutely love, I want to get the words right, so I want to see where that is. To remind one another of their loveliness, to remind them of self-blessing. That is our job. That is our role. Grace strikes when we are in great pain and restlessness. It strikes us when our disgust for our being, our forgetfulness of who we are, our indifference, our weakness, our hostility, and our lack of direction have become intolerable. Grace strikes us when year after year the longed for perfection does not appear, when the old compulsions reign within us, when we despair of joy and courage. Those are desert days that most of us experience. I know I have. Sometimes at that moment, a wave of light breaks into our darkness. And when that happens to us, we experience grace. After such an experience, we may not be better than before. We may not actually believe more than before. But everything is transformed by grace, and we are blessed. There is blessing to be had. There is blessing to be shared. If you have a smile, if you have a smile, you have a big blessing to share. Thank you for teaching our children so they could teach us this morning. May we go forth today very blessed and remembering it is a blessing to be. It is a blessing to be. We are all alive and healthy enough to be here. It is a blessing to be here. Are you kidding me? We all found the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of South County. We all found this community. It is a blessing to be here now, you bet. And it is a blessing to be here now together. It is a true blessing to be not alone, to be community. And so it is. Blessed be. And amen. So now is a blessed time in our worship service, a time that I have a few things to say about. This is the time of joy and concerns, and I want to talk to you from my heart about this time. It's a sacred time. It's a holy time. And sometimes it's used for announcements or for longer stories. This is a time when people share from their hearts something that blesses them when it is shared within the embrace of community. And I believe we can give that to one another. I believe we can recognize the importance of brevity and discernment. And so I invite you now to come forward and share your joys and concerns briefly and from the heart, so that we may be here for you and hold what you are holding in your heart together with you. Please come on up, and you can speak into the microphone. I'll actually hold the microphone for you. And drop a pebble of joy or sorrow into the water.
I'm Helene, and I would like to show my respect for Reverend Betty by being very brief. My husband this week was discharged by both visiting nurses and the wound clinic. And my daughter, who has been between jobs, has found a position that makes her very happy.
I'm Barbara Page, and that's a pebble of joy. My mother and sister have arrived in Rhode Island safely.
I'm Mary Iacopo, and this is a pebble of thanksgiving for walking in and seeing the beautiful floral arrangements, as well as the poinsettias. Just really put me on a beautiful day like this, put me in the spirit. And thanks to those who did them.
This is Judith Marcy. I'm the chair of the Caring Connection. I want to say that Louise is doing better. She's still on oxygen and still homebound. So I'm continuing meals for her for another week or two before she starts the radiation. And then I want to tell everyone that Linda Hull has been quite ill with the flu and now has pneumonia. So I think she would appreciate some cards and calls. Thank you.
I'm Susan Farrell, and this service just opened my eyes to, well, I know I'm blessed. I'm very blessed. I had a rough year last year, and my life is fuller now. I have a job, and I have some wonderful children. And I work in a school in Pawtucket, and I'm really happy to have a job, but people say, do you like your job? Well, I work with a really tough crowd. An urban crew of kids from, now I'm understanding after hearing the sermon there, they weren't taught the blessings that we teach our kids here. And that really opened my eyes to try to open my heart more to them, because I'm just like, I get really angry and frustrated, and now I know that I'm there for a reason, maybe. Maybe I can open my heart and share my blessings with them.
Nancy Klein, and that's a pebble of blessedness for being here and for receiving this blessed support from you beyond my wildest dreams.
I'm David Frederick, and this will sound a bit strange or bizarre that I'm putting a pebble in for the blessings that a funeral for my uncle went along really great. He was quite a gentleman. Just in quick brief, he was in the last group of Tuskegee Airmen. He flew a U-2 in Korea, and he was on the first name basis with Fidel Castro. And the services were actually officiated by a minister that turns out, they didn't realize it at first, but it turns out that he had been a student of my uncle when my uncle was teaching things like helicopter, you know, how to fly a helicopter and all of that sort of stuff. But it was a wonderful funeral. I know that sounds bizarre, but it was quite nice.
I have a concern and a sorrow. The concern is over a Cream Point Siamese cat that we've had in our household for about a dozen years, and he's developed a tumor on his forehead. We're going to be going in with Dr. Green to do an exploratory to find out to remove it and to see if it's cancerous or not. And I have a great sorrow, and it is feelings of betrayal. It is feelings that you try and help people by being there, and then they're not there for you. Thank you.
This is Joy from my husband. He was hospitalized last weekend with a very serious health condition, and he's home, and he is making a remarkable recovery.
I'm Sandy Ketro. I won't make this. The word of the day is Megillah, which is a very long story. A whole number of blessings and a concern. The concern I'll start with is I would like for all of us to share in positive thoughts for the Supreme Court justices who will be making decisions about same-sex marriage. And related to that, is that I have reunited with my former partner. We were together for almost 20 years, apart for, 12, 13 years, and we are now experiencing being reunited. So it has all the joys of, joys and difficulties, challenges of both long-term relationships and new relationships, so it's sort of a mixed bag, but I started to talk to my daughter Felicia again. And there are more, but that's it. That's no Megillah from me.
Hi, I'm Steve Andrus. I work with a student group over at URI. This week we're submitting on a fairly significant EPA grant to help us continue some work we're doing in an impoverished community in Guatemala. And I ask for everybody's positive energy and thoughts on that to help us secure this funding to continue our work. Thank you.
Let us be together in a few moments of silence as we hold within the sanctuary of our hearts, all that has been shared here this morning. Let us be together in a spirit of prayer. Holy One, Holy Love, Holy Blesser of all that is, we seek mercy for those who are in sadness. We ask that we be guided by that still, small voice within, and how to be blessing to one another. May we learn greater and greater love. May we learn to be present where there is need. May we witness those who know how to do this so well, and may we learn from them. May all of us here know that we are not alone. We are part of beloved community, and may we know that it is indeed a blessing to be here together. Blessed be, and amen. In closing, I invite you to ask yourself if your life is a grace-filled life. It is if the list of things and people you love is long. And if you find that that is not the case, I invite you to choose again, to stretch a little, to look for that light of self-blessing in others, and it will shine in you. Blessed be. Let's join in our closing circle.